Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
It's a happy Monday inside Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Thanks so much for all the great feedback last week, man. You guys are rocking the Instagram messages. I try to reply. So if I have not replied your Instagram message, and it's a, look, well, I guess I should, let me just back up. Well, can we back up just a second? If you're new to the show, it's Sam Crowley, host of the EverydaySaturday.com podcast, the planet's number one source of motivation, inspiration, empowerment, success tips for you. Keeping it real, don't live in a mansion in Malibu. I actually don't want a mansion in Malibu, and I'm not begrudging people that have that. I don't want that. I live in the Midwest, Cincinnati, Ohio, Southwest Ohio, bordering right on the state of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. I have four children, ages 17, 14, 13, and 4, all girls. I joke that that's my penance for who I was earlier in life. Love them all dearly, though. And yeah, I'm a podcaster, a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and my real specialty is launching movements for people, getting out of their head, or they're dead. It really is true, man. In your head and you're dead. I had a really great number of phone calls the past 2 weeks that I've gotten on with people. I'll talk about that as well. If you haven't booked yours, it's real easy. Just go to everydaysaturday.com/calendar. You'll see a choice of times to book a call. You and I jump on for 30 minutes. I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm not there to listen to problems. I know we all have problems. That's just not my area of expertise. I'm there to answer your questions about launching a movement. That's what I'm there for. If you have an interest in doing that, hit me up. Just go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar. But if, you know, if you're the person, and look, can we do real talk? Let's call this Real Talk Monday. If the energy goes up when you leave the room, you and I aren't going to have a very good phone call, okay? But if the energy goes up when you enter the room, but all you need is some direction, some guidance, some ideas, oh, we're going to have an amazing, those are the best calls. People that come with a great attitude, you know, you don't need to have answers. That's what we're going to do. We're going to mastermind and come up with some really good ones to get you going and to create some massive momentum. And I just think right now, there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with what to do, where to go, and how to get this thing off the ground, this great idea that you have. And I'm going to say, don't complicate it. You need a couple things. You need a product, an idea. Look, that product can be mowing lawns, all right? You don't need to complicate it. If you love being outdoors and you live in a 12-month-a-year great climate, go mow lawns if that's what you love to do, and you'll make $100,000 a year doing it, and you'll have a purpose to your life because everybody's lawn grows. Everybody needs it to be cut. And not a lot of people have time to do it themselves. And I, look, I'm just giving the idea. I'm trying to really simplify it. You don't need to be on the internet with a 15-page website selling all these different e-commerce products. But if you do enjoy doing that and you like to learn that, go to YouTube. Learn how to do it. I mean, there's so much great content out there. I say this all the time on the show. How I learned to do almost everything online when I didn't have money was YouTube. Because there's so many talented people from all over the world. I mean, look, you could have some 14-year-old kid with his hat on backwards in Pakistan shooting a video on how to launch your WordPress site, and it'll be the best damn content you ever saw. And yet, you know, we see somebody put an ad out there with a big old glossy funnel and landing page and a sales page for $1,000 on how to build a site, and we go to that one because it looks prettier. Don't get caught up with pretty. Get caught up with purpose, okay? Get caught up with the results that you want to get. And if you're not selling results, that's really what we go over on that call as well. Almost every single call that I've had, not almost, every 100% of the calls I've had have said, Sam, I'm not quite sure what I'm selling when I do launch this. And I said, you're only selling one thing. And this is it for every single person, the result. That's all you're saying. You're selling the result. You, nobody cares. I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face because everybody, well, I have an MBA, and nobody cares. No, I'm sorry. I mean, I congrats. You spent $300,000 on your education. Not one person besides your mother cares about it, okay? That's the corporate world, okay? That's where you go for the pat on the back and the attaboys, and they'll pet you like a dog. Oh, you got your MBA from Miami University. Well, congrats. You know where I got mine from? Cornell. Oh, great, 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 great. You ever see your family? No, you? Nope, nope, but I've got an MBA. So don't bring that to the entrepreneurial world. Nobody cares. And I still see people doing it. Like Joe Smith, MBA, and they'll put it on LinkedIn or they'll put it now. For LinkedIn's a little different animal because people, if they're looking for jobs to connect with jobs, that's a different animal out there. But every other social media platform, nobody cares, all right? And quit making it complicated. Make it simple. Whatever it is that you want to do, whatever you want to teach, teach it. And get to be the best person so people know you for it, you know? And start small. You can start in your local community. If you want to give guitar lessons, piano lessons, dog training tips, anything about gardening, food, again, you don't have to be out there teaching people how to make $100,000 a month on Facebook. That's not what most of the world is looking for. Most of the world would be happy with inner peace, gratitude, and a couple bucks in their pocket. Matter of fact, we can't take anything, none of this stuff, the cars, the houses, the boats, all that stuff. You're not taking it with you. I heard a very sad story a week ago. I was talking to somebody. I can't remember for the life of me who right now. But there was a network marketing company, Moebe, M-O-B-E, Moebe, you may have heard of it, network marketing company, and they sold high-ticket seminars and coaching. And probably, you know, I think their packages started at like $2,000 all the way up to $30,000-$40,000, I don't know. But you'd go to a conference somewhere and, you know, you bring in two people and then you get paid once you get qualified at a certain level and all that good stuff. Well, it was pretty wild. So let me take this podcast in a completely different direction because you need to hear this story. Okay, I'm going in a different direction, but we'll come back to the main point of passion, purpose, and all that. So a guy I learned how to buy and sell real estate from back in 2002, Russ Whitney. You may have heard me talk about him on my podcast. I went to the Russ Whitney boot camps and dropped a few grand, just like anybody would. I wanted to learn how to flip houses. I wanted how to be a real estate investor, really. And I was the guy that put the, you know, stuff on a credit card. I mean, a house. I bought a house with a credit card, okay? And then I, you know, refinanced it 6 months later. Everything they taught you to do, you know, use all your credit, leverage it up, and then refinance it. Credit's great, man. You got access to $100,000-$200,000 of credit at 25% interest. Give it to me all day long because I'll refi that. I'll either refi that or flip it. I don't care. People are like, oh my God, you have $80,000 out there at 20% interest? Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I'd love another 80. Can you loan me $80,000 and I'll pay you 50% interest? You know why? Because I don't care what it costs to get the money. What I care is my end game with this thing, man. If I'm going to flip it in 3 months and make $300,000, I'd gladly pay you $20,000 interest on $50,000. Doesn't matter. If people get so hung up on that stuff, man. But like everything, God always mentioned, credit can be used for good and not so good, just like a loaded weapon. A gun's fine. Guns in the hands of an insane person who has bad intentions, that's not so good. Same thing with credit. So I learned all about real estate investing from Russ Whitney back in the day. Russ Whitney Jr. was involved with Moebe, and he's got a YouTube video out there about how successful he was with Moebe and all that good stuff. And I'm not here to crack on Moebe. I'm not here to crack on network marketers. I have a lot of friends in the network marketing business. And it's always a few that ruin it for the good ones, you know, going out there and doing whiteboards and pitching people at lunch when they don't expect to be pitched and badgering your friends and family and all that. The people I know and respect, and they don't do that. But again, 90% of them do because they don't know how to market. But anyway, Russ Whitney Jr. Ended up, and I don't know, he died a few months back. I think he died in maybe late summer of 2018. And he was young, 35, 38. I'm getting the details not right 100%, but I know he's in his 30s. I know that because Russ isn't that old to have a kid older than his 30s. And he was heavily involved with Moebe because he was doing promo videos for Moebe. And I don't know, and I'm not here to spread rumors, I don't know if Russ Whitney Jr. committed suicide, took his own life, or he died, but it's, you know, I don't know many 30-year-olds that look really healthy that die out of all of a sudden. So, don't know. You can Google it. You can just Google Moebe, M-O-B-E. You can go to the website, and the FTC has it, owns it, shut it down. It's in receivership. MOBE's out of business, okay? And I say all of that because Russ Whitney's story is he was – this dude was upwards $200-300 million in net income or net worth. And I think – and again, I'm almost positive, but don't quote me on it. I think he got divorced because I spoke with Russ at an event back – oh, God, when was it? 6-7 years ago, we both shared the stage at an event in Florida, and he told me a story, and then he went on this 3-year journey to find the secret, the inner peace secret. And I'm like, damn, dude, it was really good stuff. He wrote a book about it. I forget what it was called, but it's really good about just he met with all different religions. I mean, you know, he went to all over the place, Buddhists, Sikhs, Jews, Christians, all over the place, searching for the meaning of life, the purpose. I thought it was really interesting. So here's a guy had all this money, lost it, probably lost $200-300 million in his divorce, a business went under, all that good stuff. And he's probably left with 10 million. But you know what? He told me, hey, you know what, Sam? 10% of 10% of $200 million is still a good amount of money. If that's all I got, I got 10. I was like, damn, you know what, Russ? Most people be focused on that $200 million that they lost. He's saying, hey, I still got 10, 20, whatever it was. I think he's coming back into the game, though, and doing real estate training. I hope so. He's a good guy. He's got some crap on the internet, people coming at him, and some of it might be true. I just thought he was a good guy, and he taught me a lot. But here's the thing. I used what he taught me, but his son's gone. His son's no longer with us. He's dead, and I think that's very sad. I don't know the details behind it, but my whole point of it is you can have a home. You can have a car. You can have boats. You can have all of that bling, but it doesn't matter. If you don't have a purpose to your life and you don't have inner peace, then you don't have anything, okay? And that's why when I work with people, I make 100% sure that we're not selling out. Like, we're not just picking something to get out there and start earning income because it's going to make money, all right? I want them to pick something that this is it, man. This is the flag I'm planting into the ground, and we're going to do it. Now, you got to make money, so get the side job, you know, do the Uber, do the DoorDash, whatever it is you got to make money, mow lawns, shovel sidewalks. I did all of that, all of it. I did all of it to make money while I was launching EverydaySaturday.com, but I never gave up on EverydaySaturday.com, never gave up on it. I never gave up on it because I believed so much that there were people out there who wanted to create a lifetime full of Saturdays. It doesn't mean we all wake up with a cheesy grin and sing and skip to work. That's not it, man. It's a mindset. It's like, you know, I'm looking up at the clock. I can't believe I got to stop doing what I'm doing because I love it that much. But okay, I'll stop doing it today, and then I'll get back at it tomorrow. That's different than most people who go to a job who just look at the clock waiting till 5 o'clock so they can get stuck in traffic and be miserable, get home, and be miserable that they sold out in life. That's the difference. And if you understand nothing from today's show, understand just that one point. You're not here to sell out. You're here to pick something that you really love to do, and you may not even be the best at it, but that's such a subjective term. Who's the best Facebook marketer? Who's the best YouTuber? It's all subjective. Ask 10 people, they'll give you 10 different answers. Who's the best singer? Who's the best actor? Nobody knows. You know, everyone's got their own favorite. How about you become a favorite of yourself? Become your own cheerleader. Be happy with what you're doing instead of looking on social media for validation. Oh, did I get a like on that? Oh, then I must be somebody. It doesn't matter, man. None of that stuff matters. It doesn't matter. If you have $1,000 in your checking account, but you have no bills, and your spouse loves you, and your kids aren't strung out on opioids and hate you and dressing up like goth, okay? If that's what you got, you're more successful than most people I see on a daily basis. And I'm not even blowing smoke up your butt. I'm telling you, you are more successful. So let's get kind of calibrated into this week and focusing on, am I a sellout? No, I'm doing what I love to do. Is having a job and making money in a grunt work, $8 an hour or $2,000 a month or $5,000 a month. Do I still got to stay in this job? Yes, you do, because you have a responsibility to the people who look to you to take care of the bills. But on the side, baby, I'm telling you, you're building something like everydayissaturday.com. Like I did, man, I sat in that cubicle. I loved it because I wasn't working for the man. I was getting the health insurance for my kids, 3 kids under the age of 5. I was getting the bills paid. I was getting myself, I had to pay 10% of my bankruptcy, which was like 400 grand. I had it in a bankruptcy, so I had to pay back 40 grand to the government at a certain amount. I think it was like $800 a month, whatever it was. And I was doing those duties. I did. I followed the law, didn't cheat, didn't steal, didn't treat anybody badly. And look what happened, man. 15 years later, now you're listening to the Everyday Saturday podcast. 15 million downloads. 15 million downloads. If I can do it, you can do it. All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.